Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And if you're going to have a special edition to a show, you better have a special guest, and I have exactly that. I have Mr. Mike Villagrana, the new executive director of Happy Valley United, the Penn State Collective. Mike, welcome to the show.
All right, thanks. I really appreciate it. This is awesome. I know this is one of the first of many that we're going to have here coming up.
It is. We're going to have a relationship with Happy Valley United, which I'm really going to look forward to having you on the show and the folks with you. But first, let's tell our audience a little bit about yourself. You've only been on the job, I think you said, 2 months now?
Yeah, here actually in State College, it's been about a month and a half. Right after the national championship game, I drove up that Sunday, and I've been living here in Bellefonte ever since, waiting for my family to get here.
But this is not your first stay in State College or first job in State College, is it?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
How about giving our listeners a little background on your history?
Yeah, sure. So from 2015 to 2017, I was here as a recruiting assistant under Andy Frank and Coach Franklin. And then after that, Coach Moorhead got an opportunity to be the head coach at Mississippi State. And then he asked me to run the recruiting department there. So I took on that challenge for 2 years while Joe was there. And then I was retained by Coach Leach during the COVID year. And then after that, Coach Charles Huff gave me a call, pretty good friends, to lead the recruiting department as a general manager for Marshall. Great time and good experience. Love working with Charles. And then Coach Pratt called me and asked me to run the department at Virginia Tech. So I was on the move again. I thought I was going to be at Virginia Tech forever. It was a great place. Reminds me a little bit similar to this place. And then Coach Franklin called me this past year and asked me if I'd be interested in this position. And I said, absolutely. So we went down that road, and now I'm here. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. And the future is bright for not only just Penn State football, but this collective. And it's really exciting with the things that have come.
You know, it's interesting. You've kind of run the gamut of the entire Penn State football coaching staff.
Yeah, I've been tied to I think it's funny because when you work for Coach Franklin and the structure and the culture, I think everybody that leaves from Coach Franklin's culture and program, they want to somewhat emulate the same processes, the same structure from, you know, top down. And so I was fortunate enough to really just kind of soak up everything from a recruiting standpoint that, you know, Coach Moorhead felt comfortable to ask me to, you know, go with him. And then, you know, we ran basically, it was Mississippi State, but it was Penn State.
Penn State South?
Yeah, it was Penn State South. And even the guys that we retained there, they joked about that all the time. And then when I went with Coach Huff, he brought a little bit different things to it just because he was coming off from Alabama working with Nick Saban. And then Coach Pry obviously had just left from Penn State, so we were doing a ton of things similar to Penn State. I mean, half our staff there was former Penn State. Penn Staters at some point.
So, you know, it's interesting, those Penn State coaches that you worked with, and I'm going way off tangent here, but I'm most fascinated that you work with Mike Leach. What was that like?
Yeah, you know, it was awesome, the opportunity. Well, first of all, Joe got let go, unfortunately. And then going through that time from when the coaches let go to who they're going to hire and then find out if you're going to be retained or not, it's just a roller coaster every single day. You know, rumors, who they're bringing in, who they're not bringing in, are they going to keep you, are they not going to keep you? And then when it was finalized that Coach Leach was going to be hired, I was like, really excited because I remember I've always been a fan of him. I read his first book, just always a fan of Coach Leach. And then he came in, and then I was, you know, I basically kind of interviewed with him, and, you know, he ended up retaining me. But it was a kind of a funny year just because it was COVID. So I wish it wasn't COVID so we could have like a really true experience together, like just being normal. But the experiences that we had with him are just It was awesome. He's so smart. He's just like awkward. What you see on those YouTubes and those interviews that he has, that's him all the time. All the time. He's the most unorthodox football coach ever. And, I mean, you'll take a step back and you'll be like, I can't believe this guy won the Coach of the Year twice. Because he does anything that is traditional in college coaching and how to run a program, he does the opposite. But it was awesome to be a part of that for a year.
Well, for a guy to have the confidence to go against the grain, you know they must be smart.
Yes.
So did you talk like a pirate when you talked to him?
No, I did not talk like a pirate. But he has an opinion and basically a thesis on any topic that you bring up to him. Anything. So you talk about, ribs or any type of food. He's going to have a thesis on any type of food, his beliefs, his opinions on it, and you go all over the place to get to the end and get to his point. But it's awesome.
And it's worth the ride.
It is 100% worth the ride.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I got us off tangent going with Coach Mike Leach. Let's get back to relevancy, and you're back now with Happy Valley United. It is the collective. And I feel like whenever on this show we talk about NIL, collective, we've got to, because it's constantly changing anyway, we've got to define what it means for our listeners and for me.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, you're now coming in, Happy Valley United has been around for a little while, collectives, NIL has been around for a while. Explain to our listeners your take on what being head of the collective is, or what the collective itself is. Its goal is.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm the head of the collective, but it was football. You know, we have another team. We have a team of Wendy Hoover, who does events, and we have Jamie Leota. He helps out with a lot of the operation stuff. He's basically like a Swiss Army knife. And then Rich Stankiewicz is director of operations. He's a former letterman, really bright guy, very smart. So that's our team together. So we kind of all is one. But from my standpoint, where I sit now, currently today, it's been a heck of a ride to watch where collectives have gone from the beginning to where they are now. You know, there's been a lot. You know, we talked earlier about how, you know, in the past 2-3 years, you've seen a lot of collectives consolidate, expand. You know, now you're seeing a lot of them being eliminated and going in-house. But I think where the collective is now with Penn State, and this is driven by Coach Franklin administration, it's in a great lane. And I think this is the big part for me, is to educate our fans on where the collective in HVU is going opposed to where it was. You know, HVU a year ago, not long ago, was, you know, attacking the donor side of it. You know, the 501c3s, bringing them, asking people for money. And that's not HVU anymore, which is great. Is a great lane for them, I think. I think what we're going to go to now is, I know, we're going to relaunch HVU essentially this month, right around the time spring ball starts. And what it is, it's going to be driven by content and memberships. That's what we want. We want people to come on and be members. Now, in order to be members, we want to be able to provide something for that. So we have access, you know, to recruiting, to the players, to football information, and we want to provide that to the members at different levels. And that's what we're going to do. So right now we have about 5 different personalities. I don't want to give up too much, but right now we have about 5 different personalities, and it's going to be content-driven, and everybody's going to have basically a segment of the week. So if you're a member, you're going to be able to come on, and you're going to know you're going to get one of these guys. You may, and they're going to hit all kinds of different demographics. So you may not like, say, a younger personality, but you really kind of appreciate the way that this guy goes about his interviews. So you might like that personality. So you're going to get a whole, pool of guys providing entertainment and content for HVU. Now, and not only that, we're also going to have the events that we've done. And Wendy Hoover, who does the events, does a phenomenal job. So this year, the first time, as far as I know, we have all of our events already planned. There's a couple different graphics out there that are promoting the events. So I encourage people to go to those, go to our website. If they want to be involved with the events, please try to be involved. It's just an exciting time.
Well, first of all, you mentioned website. Let's tell our listeners happyvalleyunited.com, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can find everything there. And because this is just an audio podcast, I do want to share with our listeners that you talked about, you know, consumers of some of this content. Some will like the younger people. And then, as you said, someone not young, you were looking at me like, you know,
that's not true.
There's Exhibit A of the mature, we call it the mature audience.
Yeah, seasoned.
There you go, experience.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's wisdom that comes with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
Well, all right, so when we talk about content, I know you can't share everything, but Keystone Kickoff Show will be part of that.
That's right.
So I don't mind promoting our own stuff here, Mike. So now let's talk again about with the collective and what you're looking to do. And I get this question a lot. The house settlement, which is it's out of court. They're going to try and get an out of court settlement where the end result of it will be that the university can directly compensate the student athletes up to like $22 million
yeah, 20
a year.
And a half, yeah.
Now, how does that come into play? And I've actually had people saying, well, we have no more need for a collective. We've got the university paying the student athletes directly.
No, because I think you always need to be able to raise money because the collective's going to give you an advantage of raising more money. So the more money you can raise through memberships, sponsorships, corporate sponsorships, events, then that will put us at an edge.
And, you know, you and I were talking off the air about at Penn State, I think it's no secret that the Penn State fans have been a little slow to embrace, NIL. But, and I mentioned to you or asked you, okay, now we have a situation where Penn State, after this 24 season, was expected to lose so much of their talent. But all of a sudden, here comes Drew Aller coming back, Nick Singleton, Katron Allen, Denai Dennis Sutton. All this talent that we all expected to be out the door.
Yep.
And they're back. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're back without NIL.
Yeah, and that you have to give so much appreciation to the fans to embrace what NIL is and what it's become, because we don't have those players come back if we don't have that support from the community and the fans, point blank. We don't. So continue to embrace the NIL scene. I think from top down, like I mentioned earlier, from administration to Coach Franklin, you know, we're doing it the right way. People aren't coming here because of NIL, but it's going to be a great resource for them.
Well, I think that there's a case of they're staying here because of NIL, and there seems to be this concept. If you look around college football, you go to Colorado, maybe the extreme example.
Sure.
They bring in so much talent from outside. Florida State did it in their undefeated regular season in 23, but it seems like the Penn State model is, okay, we're going to spend the model keeping the guys here and then just, I don't want to say cherry pick, but to find, hey, we could use some help at, oh, just as a hypothetical, I'll say wide receiver.
Sure.
And say, okay, just get a handful of guys from outside, from the portal, but let's keep our talent here. Is that a stated philosophy of the program?
Yeah, it is, actually. You know, Coach Franklin tells the recruits and the families and the staff that we are a development program. So we're going to develop the high school players, and then where we need to fill gaps that happen with attrition, maybe that we weren't seeing, injuries, what it may be, we're going to fill it with the portal. And what that looks like year to year, maybe 7 to 10 guys, give or take, but ultimately it's going to be a developmental program. But back to your main thing about the players staying, there's another level and layer to that where, you know, these players have a great opportunity when it comes to NIL here because of Coach Franklin administration. So if they're not a top prospect and getting guaranteed money in the draft, it just makes sense for them to come back, you know, to increase their stock, you know, potentially get another degree, you know, potentially, you know, develop as a person. You know, there's just a lot of different layers to it when you look at it like that.
And we've been doing this show for years, and there's always the conversation about the players who you know, they have a decision to make. Do I declare for the draft or not? And we sit here, oh, no way he should have done that, or, you know, come back maybe next year. But the one thing that was always on the side of moving on, you're not going to make money in college. You have the chance of making it at the NFL. Now, it's almost like the reverse. You're guaranteed, you know, you come back, here's what it is. Unless you're, if you're Abdul Carter, you're going to make money. It's a done
deal. Yeah, that's
deal.
A no-brainer.
That's not the guy
yeah,
we're talking about.
He's an outlier.
But the majority of players are that, well, gee, maybe I'm, you know, a sixth-round draft pick, and there's no guarantee. I come back one year, at least I've got a guarantee.
Yeah, 100%. You're spot on with that. And, you know, even from the first round to the second round, the guaranteed money's the drop is drastic.
Yes.
You know, so if you're a first rounder, Coach Franklin also tells recruits and families this. He's going to tell you to go.
Yes.
He's going to tell you to leave. It's guaranteed money. It's formative. Yeah. To these kids and their families. So take it, go and take that opportunity. But if it doesn't make sense, and they could stay and they can increase their draft stock by staying and developing more, then stay.
And you're going to get paid. And I think the poster child right now is Tyler Warren, who could have gone pro last year. And those of us who follow the program closely, we knew how talented this guy was. We knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the NFL guys didn't.
Yeah.
But we did. But here he is a year later. He's going to be a you know, first-round draft pick, and as I'm watching those projections, he just seems to be going from late first round to mid first round to earlier first
yeah.
round, and my fantasy of him going to my Philadelphia Eagles is just shot to hell.
Everybody wants the Eagles to get all the players.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Him. But, yeah, he's different. I wish I was here during his recruitment. Unfortunately, I wasn't. But the small time I got to know him a little bit, he's different. He's a football guy. And I think that's why GMs, like he's interviewing right now, or he did last week at the combine, and he knocked out of the park, because those guys are going to walk away and be like, this guy is a football guy. We want this guy in our locker room.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, the quote of he was asked, I guess, about why
Riggins.
He wears 44. And
I had
John
a couple
Riggins.
Of my, I had a couple of my friends from back home and Youngstown tell me, I love this freaking guy because of that quote. I said, yeah, that's him.
And see, I was going to ask if you were old enough to remember John
yeah.
Riggins.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you're a football fan, I did not like the Washington football team back then. I won't use the team name, right?
Yeah.
But you had to love the way he played the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. If you watch him play, that he does remind you of Riggins, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. He's well-rounded. Just like there's really nothing bad about the kid. And his just character just – you know, adds to that value of being an NFL player and playing for a long time, probably.
All right. Let's circle back. One last question. You talked about some of the events that are up on the they're on the website,
yep.
happyvalleyunited.com. Could you share with us what a couple of those events are that are coming up in the year?
Yeah, so the one that we have most recently coming up is March 21st. It's for the 2025 National Wrestling Tournament reception. That's going to be in Philly. We've got got Bo Nickel lined up at that event. Just go to the website, events. You'll see it. You go to the Happy Valley United Twitter. You can see that. You'll be able to see how you can sign up and get involved with that as well. And then April 24th, before our spring game, HVU Happy Hour, we're going to have an evening with the Legends. And then, as I mentioned, April 25th, we're going to have an HVU Happy Hour for the spring game. April 27th, we're going to have breakfast with the Penn State football coordinators. If you wanted to, if you're interested talking to the coordinators.
Oh, geez, that would be,
you know,
that's got to be fascinating. That
yeah.
would be fun to talk to those two guys.
Yeah, you have two awesome but different personalities, Jim Knowles and Colt Nicky. You know, my short time getting to know those guys, they're phenomenal. Phenomenal people. And then we're going to have a big event. We are in Philly on May 8th. There's just a, and I won't go down all of them, but that's just, you know, basically a fourth of all the events that we have for the upcoming year, and we're still working on a couple other ones.
That's fantastic. I'm going to point it out just because I'm a golfer. You also have a golf event coming up, right?
Yep. So April 28th on Monday, we're going to have a golf tournament at West Shore Country Club, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. So that Wendy Hoover's been putting that on. I think this is the second year, but maybe, yeah, second or third year. She, like I mentioned, she does a great job with all these events. Phenomenal jobs, first class. We'll have players there, coaches there at all of these events, more than likely. But for more information, just go on the website, check that out. You'll see an email for more information, and then we'll be able to reach out to you right away if you guys want to be involved. And the big thing, too, that we're always looking for is sponsorships for these events. So if they want to be involved with these events, just contact us, and then we'll reach out and talk.
And I'm sure you'll have a foursome opening for your media partners.
Oh, yeah.
For that. Okay. I just wanted to confirm that. Check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Final word. That's happyvalleyunited.com.
Yes, sir.
Any final word you want to give to our listeners?
No, just that I'm really excited, like I said, opening up. I think from what HVU was seeing in the public is much different than what is about to be in the next month. And I hope they're excited about it, because I am, because we're now going to be able to provide more content, more access, recruiting, all of it under HVU's arm. And I think it's going to be really good, and I think fans are going to really want to jump on board with HVU.
And that's fantastic. And you mentioned earlier you don't want to share too much, overshare right now, but see, I'm going to obligate you here.
Okay.
You mentioned, you know, content
yep.
and recruiting information
mm-hmm.
when you come on the show. I know our listeners, we love hearing about recruiting.
That's right.
So I'm already putting that out to you.
And I think what's going to be exciting, it's not just going to be coming from me. We're going to have special guests like AZ, Kenny Sanders, Slim, Rashad Elby, those kind of guys that are in the on boots on the ground that have first access to that information. Obviously, we'll be smart about it. Don't want to obviously turn it into a negative, but we want our members to have that access, and so we're going to provide that access as much as we can to them. And I think that's going to be something exciting, because it's different. I don't think a collective really has done that before, so we're working on that right now to provide that.
That's fantastic, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, Jim. You're the man.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Welcome to Happy Valley United, and welcome back to State College. It's great to have you.
Awesome, Jim. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keystone Sports Network.